It's Friday, October 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God, Michael Yu, a Taiwanese-American pastor, is on his way back to the U.S. after being detained by the Chinese government for 6 months, reports International Christian Concern. China Aid reports that the Los Angeles-based pastor was released by the Shanghai Public Security Bureau on October 9th. He was among those who were taken into custody on April 9th, when Shanghai's Public Security Department rounded up the Christians. Isaiah 42, verse 7, heralds the moment of liberty for those in chains. Bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. At a press conference on Wednesday, President Donald Trump explained that the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria was complete, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
We are out of there. We've been out of there for a while. No soldiers whatsoever.
President Trump insists that the withdrawal of troops is the fulfillment of a campaign promise.
I campaigned on ending the endless wars. We're all over the world fighting wars. Half the places, nobody even knows what they're doing over there. I feel that we are doing the right thing, and I think the country feels that too. It has to be done, otherwise you're never going to do it.
In addition, the president noted that they took responsibility for some of the most dangerous ISIS prisoners, which our allies, the Kurds, had been guarding.
Taking some of the most dangerous ISIS fighters out, and we're putting them in different locations where it's secure.
Then Fox News Channel's John Roberts asked this question.
You cautioned Erdogan. Since then, it appears as though there have been casualties on the Kurdish side. Are you concerned about escalation, and are you concerned that Erdogan will try to wipe out the Kurds?
I will wipe out his economy if that happens. I've already done it once with Pastor Brunson. I hope that he will act rationally.
A British court on Tuesday sided with a mother who had filed a quote-unquote wrongful birth lawsuit after she gave birth to a baby with Down syndrome, whom she says that she would have aborted, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Adita Mortal, age 33, claims that when she booked a prenatal screening for Down syndrome, the sonographer failed to carry it out. Once her baby was born, she sued the National Health Service. The BBC reports the payout is expected to be in the six figures. While Mortal claims she's devoted to her now four-year-old boy, she ironically would have aborted him given the chance 4 years earlier. She told the Daily Mail, quote, I would not have wanted a disabled child. I would not have wanted my child to suffer the way disabled people suffer, end quote. Pray for the mind and soul of her son, that he develops strong self-confidence despite the foolishness of his mother. In the wake of the September 9th tragic suicide of 30-year-old Pastor Jared Wilson of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, Pastor Gary Wilkerson, the president of World Challenge in Colorado Springs, is urging Christians to encourage their own pastors. According to a study from Influence magazine, nearly 50% of pastors have struggled with mental health at one point in the ministry. Many have coped by leaving the ministry or kept going in the face of depression. In Psalm 42, verse 11, David asks, Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Wilkerson told The Worldview how Christians can encourage their pastors.
Number one is to encourage to realize that they're human, they're people, they're struggling, they have family issues, they have financial issues. A lot of pastors of smaller churches are underpaid, and so they're struggling in lots of different areas with very high expectations for. Their children to be perfect, perform well. That leads to, what they call the pastor's kid syndrome, where their kids are put on a pedestal. And if they make one mistake, if the teenage boy dates the wrong girl or is caught at the wrong party, it supposedly brings a reproach on the pastor's family. And so the expectation is perfection, and nobody's perfect except Jesus.
Immediately following today's newscast, stay tuned for a Worldview special report for greater insight into the challenges pastors face and how Christians can encourage them. And finally, last Friday at the White House, Mahalat, a 15-year-old Ethiopian-American girl who was adopted and lives in Indiana, got the chance to speak at President Trump's podium at the Young Black Leadership Summit, reports FaithWire.com.
But I just want to say thank you, Mr. President. I know we have a political warfare right now, but I strongly believe that it is a spiritual one as well. I know that Americans are going to wake up and we're going to get back to looking to God. The Constitution was built on godly principles, and we're going to fight for that.
Then, in a surprise development, Mahalat offered to pray.
I love God, and I want to pray real quick. Dear God, I just want to say thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be in the White House. Thank you for giving us a great leader like Donald Trump. God, protect our president as he's going through so much right now, so much scrutiny. God, I believe that you gave him to us, and I believe that he's going to accomplish so much more. In Jesus' name.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. In an article from Soul Shepherding, Bill Gaultier documents that 75% of pastors said they were extremely stressed or highly stressed. 90% said they work 55 to 75 hours per week, and 90% also said they are fatigued and worn out every week. The son of the late David Wilkerson, Pastor Gary Wilkerson, who helped plant the Springs Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado, reminded people that no pastor will ever be perfect.
If the expectation is perfection, no pastor is ever going to live up to the highest standards that some people might have for them. And then they're going to let people down. The people will feel like they were failed because their expectations were unrealistic. And they'll either bring sometimes condemnation and reproach to the pastor and the family, or just get up and leave and go to another church with an expectation. I've had this happen so many times. People come up to me so excited, like, oh, we finally found a pastor who's holy and preaches the word and just lives the truth. And they're all excited. And I'm going, uh-oh, this is trouble. Because in 6 months, they're going to be like, wait, you said this about your doctrine about so-and-so. And now, you know, they're all up in arms. So
Wilkerson said that people need to give grace to their pastors as imperfect men who need the grace of God as much as those in the pews.
My hope would be that people would give pastors some room. Don't expect them to be perfect. Do expect them to keep a high biblical standard. I think on the other end of the spectrum is we don't want the other thing of just saying, well, pastors are just people, and they are, but the Bible does have some qualifications for them that might be different than somebody who's singing a song in the church or being an usher, to live above reproach and to take care of the household well. The pendulum can swing two different ways, one being too extreme, expecting perfection, and the other extreme, just saying, like, pastor's just one of us, and he's just they're just friends, and no expectation at all of them living a life that's above reproach. And that's where you get pastors who are living in compromise or financially not above reproach in their dealings with their incomes and things like that.
Wilkerson shared his own experience about one of his adult children who had moved out of his home and was wandering from the faith. Most of the congregation reacted with sympathy and Christ-like love, but the critical reactions only hurt his family.
I have four children, and one of my sons, when he was an older teen, got involved in it. He started smoking pot as we prayed and fasted, and then he actually ended up getting worse. And long story short, he became a heroin addict, became homeless. From the pulpit, I asked my church, please pray for our family. He was probably about 20, 21 at this time, living out in the streets, and a large part of my congregation was so gracious and rallied around us and prayed and called us and said, how's he doing? We were praying for him tonight. But I'd say about maybe 10% or more became extremely critical, kind of rallied with each other saying, let's try to remove him from the pulpit. He doesn't need to be our pastor because he's not moving his own children well. You know, I believe in that scripture, but that's, and I think they're talking about when they're in your house and you're in charge of them, not when they're out on their own. And so that was a deep hurt for my wife and I, because we were hurting so bad over our son being in this horrible place. And then to have people, accusing you and asking you to step down from ministry because you're not qualified, just added. And these were people, you know, you walk through all their pain with and all their struggles, and now to see them doing that, it's just adding salt to the wound.
Wilkerson shared that there are a few significant ways that can really tear a pastor down or build him and his family up in the Lord.
I would just say, to avoid the negative, like the doctors say in the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. And I think that'd be a great starting place. You know, even if you disagree with your pastor, you don't feel like he's doing what you would expect or hope, you know, other than blatant sin, then you need to go to your elders and things that the Bible has listed as disqualifications for ministry. Then you have a proper way of doing that in a biblical approach. Barring that, then you have, you know, if you don't like the way he preaches, or some people use humor and some others might not like that. And other people are so sober and somber, and other people say, like, well, why don't you lighten up? And they're just talking about style.
Hebrews 3, verse 13 is a good reminder of how we can encourage our pastors. It says, "But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Wilkerson explained the best ways they can pray for their pastors.
As you read the scripture, it unfolds a very clear picture of what a pastor shepherd is meant to be. And so I think praying for the pastor along those lines of what God has for them. Secondly, praying against the plans of the enemy, because I do believe if the enemy can bring down pastor, that's going to flock then becomes affected.
Pray 1 John 4, verse 4, which says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.